Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Parak Beis Mishnah Ches, and Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph. So the last Mishnah in the second parak reads as follows: Ein nosen kemach l'toch haroses l'toch hachardel. You shouldn't put flour into haroses or to mustard, because the water in the mustard or the haroses will turn the flour into chametz. V'im nasan yechol miyad. And if you did put the flour in, you better read it right away before it becomes chametz. Rameir says, no, don't eat it. Even if you plan on eating it immediately, it's no good because there's a concern that the flour will become chametz right away, that it's going to immediately turn into chametz, so it's very risky to eat it. So then the Mishnah says, switches topics and discusses Korban Pesach. Ein mevashnas haPesach lo b'mashkin v'lo b'mei peros. You're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach in any liquids, whether it be any other liquids or whether it even be fruit juices. Aval sachin u'matbilin oso behen. But you're allowed to roast the Pesach and smear these liquids on it, or dip the Korban Pesach into these liquids. Meitash misha shel nachtom yishavchu. And then a third topic in the Mishnah, going back to chametz, the water that a baker uses to cool his hands off when he's preparing dough for matzahs has to be poured out, because that water has a little bit of flour in it and might and will become chametz. Now we move on to the third parak Be'ez Hashem of Maseches Pesachim, and we're going to talk about getting rid of chametz as far as Tarovas chametz and chametz nuksha, chametz that's inedible. So elu avrim Pesach, the following types of things have to be taken out of your house. You're not allowed to have in your possession on Pesach. Kuta chabavli, a certain type of dip that was made with some breadcrumbs as one of the ingredients. V'shechar amadi, a certain type of beer. V'chametz hadomi, a certain type of vinegar. V'zisom hamitzri, and a certain type of a drink that was also made with barley, with one of the grains. So the Mishnah talks about chametz nuksh. Now, v'zomah shel tzabaim, bran water that people who would make dyes would use, that they would soak the bran in and use it in to make certain dyes, va'amilan shel tabachim, or a certain kind of bread that was made from certain types of grain that a cook would put over the mouth of a pot to absorb the smell of the pot, of the is cooking in the pot, v'kolan shel sofrim, or the glue used by a sofer, which was also had some grain product in it. So the Tanakhama says that these are chametz nuksha and chametz al yedei tarovas. And he asers making these things, but he does not aser owning these the chametz nuksha. Rabbi Elazar is machmer even on that. Rabbi Elazar omer avtach shitei nashim, even thing chametz that's used to make women's cosmetics, even though it's only chametz nuksha, it's not edible chametz, you're not even allowed to own them. Zaklal kol shum mimin dagan hareza over bepesach. Rabbi Elazar learns anything that is mimin dagan, you're not allowed to own on Pesach, and therefore you got to get rid of from your possession on Pesach. So that's about owning these things. What about eating these things? Hare elu basar. So eating these things is a violation of nesedar raisa, but vein v'mishum kares. But it's a love. It's not something that is a chiyuv kares. So to review what we learned today in the last mission of the second parak, we said that you're not supposed to put. We learned three separate halachos, two relating to chametz and one relating to. One relating to Korban Pesach, so one that relates to chametz is you're not supposed to put flour into haroses or into mustard, and if you do, machlokas, whether you should eat it right away or just don't eat it because it might already be chametz. Second halacha was about Korban Pesach, that you're not supposed to cook Korban Pesach in liquids, but you can smear it with liquids or dip it in liquids. And third halacha was back to chametz, that the water that a nachtum uses to cool his hands should be spilled out because that could be chametz. And then in the first Mishnah, in the third parak, we said that there are two types of chametz that are problematic that you got to get rid of on Pesach, and they are chametz b'tarovas, like kuta chabavli and sheikh haramadi and chametz adomi and zisam amitri, as well as chametz nuksha, inedible chametz, like the zoman shel tzabaim, the amilin shel tabachim, and the kolon shel sofrim. Rabbi Elazar holds that even chametz nuksha is you have to get rid of from your house, and he says any time something is made from min dagan, it's you have to get rid of from your house on Pesach. If you eat chametz nuksha, it it is an issur d'oraisa, but it is not something that for which one is chayiv kares. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis.